And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, previewing the K-State Homecoming 2019, October 20th through the 26th here in Manhattan. And we talked a little bit about the Homecoming pep rally at the Larry Norville Band Shell in City Park. That's where it's going to be taking place, I understand. And that's, you mentioned, a very fun event for a lot of folks.
Yeah, so the pep rally is going to be a great opportunity for, well, at the end of the parade, we all get together, and that's when our Greek parents are going to find out who won some of those great competitions during the week. Families will be able to get together, hopefully grab a bite to eat before they head to the K-State basketball game.
Mm-hmm. And we also have the K-State band there that will be playing as well. A great MC to come in and announce those winners as well, so that's always a really popular and hype time for all of our students, for sure.
Cool. Of course, everyone looks forward to the culmination of Homecoming Week. Can you tell us a little bit about the K-State Alumni Center, what they're going to be doing during the week of Homecoming?
Definitely. So as the Alumni Association putting on this event, we're going to be hopping with a lot of people coming in and out of our building. That's where our homecoming committee is going to be getting together, putting everything together. The day of the game, we'll definitely have the building open. So if you haven't had a chance to stop by and come into the center, we have a great memorabilia room. Definitely we have where that's where people are going to get picked up to go to the game, so definitely it's a place you want to make sure you stop by. During homecoming, we also have our student ambassadors, which is a great highlight. This is who's going to represent the university when we travel across the state of Kansas, and so during that time, those students who are selected will be going through homecoming and giving their little spiel and being able to get voted on, and then it'll be announced at homecoming during halftime, which is super excited about that.
Yeah, a lot of big events going on at halftime. Jess mentioned our homecoming committee. It's a group of about a little over 40 students that's been helping us really plan and put on all these events for homecoming. So huge shout out to them. And they're going to be on the field and recognized as well on halftime of the OU game, OU K-State. So
yeah. Great. Well, why does the Alumni Association take such an active interest in homecoming? What's the purpose?
Well, when you think about our motto, Your Link for Life, we really take pride in being able to connect our past, present, and future students, the community. We have a fantastic town and gown relationship. So homecoming just really fits with the mission of who we are, and we want to make sure that we can continue that tradition. We see ourselves as the keeper of tradition, so it's just a really great opportunity to bring that to the city of Manhattan. Mm-hmm.
That's great. You know, I've always loved the prospect of living in a college town. This is the first time I've really lived in a major college town here in Manhattan and getting to go through this whole thing. I love the fact there's an events every night here during Homecoming Week, including, you mentioned, Paint the Ville to kick off on Monday. I'm curious, what is Wildcat Request Live, though, on Tuesday?
Yes, so good question. So Wildcat Request Live, a.k.a. WRL, is a chance for our Greek pairings and the students involved in homecoming to put on and choreograph their own dance routines. So they will pick, so each pairing has a theme, and so they will pick music and dances based upon their theme. And it's kind of like a K-State meets Dancing with the Stars meets So You Think You Can Dance. And it's just a great chance for our students to put some of their talent on display, and then they will get judged on their dancing technique and prowess. And then, that's going to be a part of the points that factor into who ultimately wins at the end of the week.
Oh, so that'll be fun.
It's probably one of my favorite events. I mean, the students put in a lot of work. It's a lip sync dance contest, and so if you have a chance to come out, it is definitely a sight to see. Mm-hmm. They put in so much wonderful work into that, so we're excited about WRL.
Is that an event that's free and open to the public?
Yep, all these events are free and open to the public.
Okay, perfect. And then Wednesday's the K-State volleyball versus Kansas. That'll be a big
game. Shout out to our volleyball team. Mm-hmm. They are hot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's a great venue to see a game as well. There's a percentage night also, so if you go to the game, maybe beforehand, go visit some restaurants.
Yeah, so we're encouraging people to dine out on Wednesday. So we have some select restaurants who are going to donate some of the proceeds back to our homecoming benefactor, the Boys and Girls Club in Manhattan. So if you go to our website, you will be able to see a list of the participating restaurants. So we're really thankful and grateful for their partnership.
Very good. Thursday is an exciting day. You mentioned the Children's Carnival. I have a couple kids. What all activities will be going on there at the Union?
So we have those who are participating in homecoming, so our student organizations, our Greek groups, our Union Programming Council. They will have little table games for students and children to go around to, and they'll give out little treats and things like that. So it's just a way for us to give back to the community and have, you know, a good time with some of the kids as they interact during homecoming.
Fun, yeah. There's just something for everybody here, and I'm looking at the calendar. Obviously, the football game's the highlight of the week, but then you get to Sunday, and there's even more exciting activity.
Yeah, so on Sunday, we're excited that McCain is bringing King Jong, which is a wonderful comedian. Mm-hmm. So definitely check out our McCain series. They have some fantastic activities going on. So that Sunday, it just worked out perfectly that it's there. So after you've had a fun week of homecoming activities, you can take a chance to go to McCain and get some good comedy.
Mm. Definitely going to be a jam-packed week, for sure.
I know I'm going to be there.
Yeah. I mean, most people probably might not know who Ken Jeong is, but if you've watched The Hangover, if you've seen, I think he was on Community, maybe.
And he's on that show the where they're singing and they're in a costume and you have to guess.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be able to
remember
doing that.
Yeah, The Masked Singer?
Yes, The Masked Singer. There you go. Definitely.
Very popular show right now, yeah. A lot of activities. Putting all this together, it was a lot of work for you guys. What all does this take? Is this a year-round thing that you guys do?
Definitely. So we have a strong student community committee, which is about 40 students, and they start back in March. So they've been working on this since March, and so we have weekly meetings and, you know, a lot of committee chairs, and they're just really the engine to execute these programs. They'll be all over homecoming week, getting up early, going to bed late. In between their classes, it's also, you know, midterms and things like that. So we wouldn't be able to do this without our students and the community supporting us. So we're just really excited about all the planning that's been going on.
Yeah. I attended K-State for 5 years. And, you know, as a student, getting to not only watch but also take part in a lot of these homecoming activities, you know, you just kind of expect a lot of them to just happen. You know, you're like, it's homecoming. This is what happens every year. But being on the end of it and seeing all the planning and all the small, tiny elements, details, and facets that goes into it, it's really been humbling. And getting to see the hand that students do have to participate in it and help us plan such a whole large-scale events for an entire community for a week stretch, it's really intense to see everything that goes into it. So,
yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to all the artwork around town. Obviously, painting Aggieville, that'd be really cool. The coloring contest winners, now they'll be at showcase at the mall?
Yeah, they'll be displayed at the mall, so we have a chance to involve our students in K through 6, and so they'll be able to do some coloring contests. And then those that are winning, they will be on display in the Manhattan Town Center, so definitely go by and check those out.
All right. Anything else we should know about maybe alumni coming out here or anything like that? Is there anyone specifically coming that we haven't talked about?
I mean, obviously just a huge highlight for us is the opportunity to have Jordy Nelson come in as our Grand Marshal. For me, growing up a K-State football fan, this is a really big deal for me. I'm very excited. Hopefully may get to snap a few pictures with him myself and try to keep it professional, you know. But just like I said, growing up watching K-State football and, you know, seeing a guy who had such an amazing, not only college football career, but then, you know, 10 years in the NFL as well. It's just great to see him come back and salute his hometown. So that's going to be real special for sure.
Jordy seems down to earth. Like, the NFL didn't change him. He's still the same person he was when he was at K-State.
Oh, yeah. You got to appreciate that about him, too. And the fact that, again, he's willing to come back and, you know, make a nod to, you know, homecoming. And I feel like it's all the more appropriate that it's the happiest place on earth. So salute to Manhattan, salute to, you know, Jordy's roots rather. And just, you know, then getting to have him be here again for some K-State football, I think is only appropriate. So
absolutely. Again, it is homecoming week, October 20th through the 26th is the 104th homecoming for Kansas State University, and the whole community invited to take part in activities. Anything else before we let you go?
Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, we're really excited. Just so stoked to see all this work that we put into it come to fruition. So please, please come out and participate.
All right. Jessica Elmore and Colin Just, our guests here from the K-State Alumni Association. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back more in focus after this on K-Man.